It is a more frequent occurrence as the years go by that a student comes into school not knowing much English. These students occupy a category known as English language learners. And in Oregon, not as much is known about their ultimate success as educators would like. You'll hear the reasons as we move ahead, because now there's a federal grant to help educators keep better track of English language learners in Oregon. The grant goes to Oregon State University in Corvallis. Karen Thompson is an assistant professor in the department that'll get the benefit of that grant, the OSU College of Education, and she's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Professor Thompson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the terminology, first of all. When we talk about English language learners, what are the general circumstances?
Well, English language learners are a very diverse population. It could include recent immigrants to the United States from all over the world. It could include students who were born here but whose families speak a language other than English at home. And when students enter school, their parents fill out a home language survey asking what language they use at home. If a family indicates they speak a language other than English at home, then the student is given an assessment to determine if they're fluent in English. And if they are considered to not be yet fluent in English, then they fall into this category of English language learner. And there's great diversity across the United States in what assessments are used to determine whether a student is an English language learner, what those home language surveys look like. But in Oregon, about 1 in 10 students in Oregon public schools are English language learners. About 75% of them speak Spanish at home, but there are large populations of Russian-speaking English language learners, students who speak Vietnamese, Chinese, Ukrainian, students from all over the world. And as I said, some who were born in the United States and some who immigrated to this country.
So if it's 10% of the state school population now, 1 in 10, you said, is that a significant increase in the last 10, 20, 30 years?
Yes, definitely. There's been a dramatic increase in the last 20 years. And this grant is also focusing on the fact that while we know 10% of the state students currently have not been yet considered proficient in English, there are many students who start school not proficient in English but do attain proficiency, as we hope for them to, and then we want to know what's happening for them. So across the country, actually about 1 in 5 students across the United States speak a language other than English at home, and about half of that group are still in the process of acquiring English proficiency. So students, English language learners, take an assessment every year that is designed to determine whether they've attained proficiency in English. And we want to know what's happening to students after they attain proficiency. And that's some missing information for Oregon and for many other states right now.
1 in 5, really? 1 in 5 students to speak a language other than English at home?
Across the United States, yes, that's true. And Oregon's demographics related to English language learners actually seem to mirror the national picture quite consistently. So, as I said, 1 in 10 students across the country in K-12 public schools is an English language learner, and that's the same statistic in Oregon. So we hope to know after, as part of this grant, what proportion of students are current and former English language learners in Oregon. And of course, you know, these populations of English language learners are more concentrated in some areas than in others. So the proportion in Salem is much higher than the proportion in Ashland, for example. But on average across Oregon, 1 in 10 students are English language learners.
When you mentioned the assessments a couple of times, I was wondering about first the rigor of them, and then you mentioned the diversity of them. So, I mean, if it's a different assessment, is it possible that a person considered an English language learner in Oregon would not be considered an English language learner in Missouri or vice versa?
Yes, it is possible, and it's a real conundrum right now. You know, the phrase local control is applied to education in many cases. States and school districts like to exercise local control. Local communities like to have input into how school systems operate. On the other hand, there are problematic aspects of having different assessments, and there are efforts underway right now to establish a common definition of what would qualify a student to be an English language learner, both within states and across states, and also as part of the shift to the new next generation college and career standards, which you and your listeners may have been hearing about in the news, the Common Core state standards. Right. There are new assessments tied to those standards. There will also be new English language proficiency assessments that are aligned to the Common Core state standards as well. And many states do share the same assessment. About 35 states are members of one consortium where all students take the same assessment. Oregon's not a member of that consortium, but Oregon is a member of another consortium of about 11 states that are developing a new Common Core aligned English language proficiency assessment. So it's a time of transition in education across many dimensions, and English language learners are included in part of that transition. The assessments they take, both in math and reading, will be shifting, as will the assessments that they take every year to determine their proficiency in English.
Karen Thompson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, assistant professor at the Oregon State University College of Education. We're talking about a grant coming to that college to help learn more about English language learners in Oregon schools. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 if you have questions or comments. Our Rogue Valley number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So what is it you want to know about English language learners, and at what point in their learning process that you're trying to get information for and that this grant will help you get?
Sure. So we want to better understand outcomes for both current and former English language learners in Oregon. Right now, it's an exciting time to be working in Oregon education. The Oregon Department of Education is embarking on a range of ambitious initiatives to improve outcomes for English learners in the state. But in order to really identify promising practices and implement those practices, we really need to know not just how current English learners are doing, but how former English learners are doing as well. So as a really basic starting point, we want to know what proportion of Oregon students are former English language learners. We want to know how long does it take English language learners to attain English proficiency, and sometimes that's called exiting English learner status. How does that vary across schools and across districts? How are both current and former English language learners doing on content area assessments, graduation rates? And then we also want to understand more about the particular instructional program models that ELLs in the state are experiencing. So although the Oregon Department of Education has been gathering some data about that for a number of years, to really identify which programs and practices are the most effective, we want to validate the data that exists and determine next steps for a data analysis to really understand where we're seeing success and how we can explain that success.
And the grant comes from the federal government?
Yes, it's from the research arm of the U.S. Department of Education, which is called the Institute for Education Sciences.
And so what specifically does it pay for? I mean, are you going to be able to look at English language learners across Oregon, or just pick a few school districts here and there?
We will primarily rely on analyzing existing data that the Oregon Department of Education has collected. So demographic information, assessment scores, graduation data that already exist, plus also doing some surveys of schools and districts to validate data about instructional program models. The bulk of the grant funds will pay for the time of researchers to analyze this. For example, it's funding to graduate students at OSU for tuition and graduate research assistantship to help analyze data. It'll help fund travel to monthly meetings among partnership members to plan our analysis and conduct it. And we view this as a step in an ongoing collaboration to really, it's an initiative of the U.S. Department of Education and the Institute for Education Sciences to fund researcher-practitioner partnership grants. And as a former teacher, my heart is really in trying to ensure that my research has an impact on the lives of students and families and teachers and administrators. And so I see this as a wonderful opportunity to help the Oregon Department of Education and educators and students and families across the state get answers to questions that they're asking through providing some research capacity.
The compiling of the data, Karen, is it as simple as figuring out who was once an English language learner or once identified as that and then just figuring out how that student ended up doing at the end of their time in school?
That's the most basic starting point, yes. Creating a flag that says, yes, you were a former English learner, and then looking across time to see how long were you classified as an English learner, when did you exit, and how are you doing at the end. And, you know, the current assessment and accountability system under No Child Left Behind was really based around analyzing just outcomes within a particular year. So how did students meet standards this year? But for English language learners and for lots of students, we know that learning is a developmental process. And so this is part of a step to really help states build their longitudinal data analysis capacity. So we know that it takes time to learn anything, to learn algebra, to learn another language, to learn to be a sophisticated writer. And by being able to organize data sets in a way that let us really look at these long-term outcomes, we can get better information to understand what's really effective for students.
I was waiting for the word longitudinal to arise, and there it was. Yes, you track a person from the beginning of their school career to the end and get a lot more information that way.
Yes, exactly.
So so once you get all this information, then, I mean, where do the logical policy moves, if any, go from there?
That's a great question. So there are key policy and practice decisions that are in front of state education officials right now. So as I mentioned, next generation accountability systems tied to the Common Core are coming, and states need to set targets for how students will do on these next generation assessments. They need to set time frames for what's a reasonable expectation for how long it should take students to attain English proficiency. And so this research will help inform the design of that next generation accountability system as one example. In addition, this information and analysis can help inform decisions about which types of instructional program models it would best serve the State Department of Education to support and provide support in helping districts implement, provide funding to districts for implementing. So those are just two examples of ways that this research could really translate into some policy and practice decisions.
So Karen Thompson, is it fair to say there's a fair amount of excitement at the College of Education about this grant and about the work that looms ahead?
Definitely, and within the Oregon Department of Education as well, and as educators across the state are learning about this, we're also, excitement is spreading. We'll be setting up a website in the coming year where we'll be sharing results. We view this as a project that everyone across Oregon and across the country should have access to what our findings are to really understand how our schools are doing.
And the final findings will be somewhere late in 2016, is that right?
Yes, the grant will end in 2016, and we'll have interim findings, and the grant will conclude in 2016.
All right, more information coming about English language learners and how they do or have done in Oregon schools. Karen Thompson is an assistant professor in the College of Education at Oregon State University. Karen, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, good to have you.